This time of year, you can find the true veggie lovers at the roadside stands and farmers markets. Here you can fill your bags with vegetables and fruits so fresh from the field that they're still warm from the sun. But many people racing between work and home don't have time to make an extra shopping trip. And they don't have to. They can pick up the same succulent homegrown produce right at the local supermarket. At least that's what the stores advertise. Shelley Steger shops at the supermarkets. She says she's been a bit disappointed by her grocery store's homegrown produce.
My impression from the ad would be that they would be from around here, but I don't think that they are.
Why is that? What do you base that on?
Well, I bought some tomatoes the other day, and I thought it said homegrown. I thought they were, and I got them home, and they aren't homegrown tomatoes. They still taste like plastic tomatoes, so they're not.
That all kind of depends on your definition of homegrown. The tomatoes that Steger bought were homegrown in New Jersey, but Steger lives in western New York. Where she lives, the tomatoes were still pretty green on the vine, and the homegrown eggplant that her store advertised in its flyer, that local crop won't be ready for another week. The plump purple eggplant in the produce section now is actually from out of state. Stephanie Zakowitz is a spokesperson for the supermarket chain Tops.
Tops, our definition of homegrown is anything grown within a 250-mile radius of the store. And this year, with the weather not cooperating as much with our farmers as usual, unfortunately, when our ads are produced so far in advance, sometimes the product doesn't get delivered and we need to procure it elsewhere.
Tops may not be alone. Other supermarket chains may also be defining homegrown a little far afield. When shoppers learn about the broader definition, they're usually not very happy. Zakowitz says Tops puts signs in the store saying where their produce comes from. But apparently a lot of people never see the signs. It was news to the people who have been calling county politician Jeannie Chase. She says her constituents feel they've been fooled.
They were very concerned because they read when it says homegrown produce, and they get a very warm and fuzzy feeling because they assume that they know the people that are growing the produce and that it's really being grown, you know, in their county and, you know, in their backyard, so to speak. And they were a little outraged to find out that it was, you know, being grown in someone in Pennsylvania or New Jersey's backyard.
Zakowitz from Tops says supermarkets really don't have a choice. It's a question of supply and demand. People now expect year-round access to their favorite produce. And this year's particularly wet season has prevented local farmers from bringing those crops in on time or in peak condition. Bill Zittel's family has been farming in Eden for about 100 years. Zittel says the definition of homegrown isn't the only thing that's changing. When stores can't get local produce because it isn't yet in season, they buy from out of state instead. Zittel says that might leave local farmers with nowhere to sell their crops once they are ready.
There's a fine line between production, quality, what you have to sell the product for, and who's going to buy it. And the end result is you can produce all the food you want, but if there's nobody to buy it, then you might as well not do it because it's going to go to waste.
Bottom line, Zittel says it's difficult to compete with growers from warmer climates. They get multiple growing seasons. Great Lakes states get one, and in northern areas it's a very short one. Still, local shoppers expect the sweet corn they buy in late summer to be local, not the second or third crop of the season shipped in from Florida. Despite the disagreement about the use of the term homegrown, Stephanie Zakowitz from Tops says the supermarket chain is committed to local farmers.
It's a high priority for us to supply our customers with homegrown products. They're wonderful. Our customers look for them, and we try and work with our farmers to get as much as we can, as long as they meet our quality standards.
And apparently, only if they meet the timing of their ads. So if it's important to you that your produce is truly locally homegrown, it's a good idea to check the fine print. Most supermarket chains say homegrown produce should have a sign declaring near whose home it was grown. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Joyce Kryzak.